This is the New Era of Engineering, Crafting the Future, a podcast series from Capgemini that showcases how academia and Capgemini come together to solve complex problems in order to create value for both business and the planet. I'm your host, Liz Lunier, and together we'll explore how we're making industry more intelligent through ecosystem collaboration. In this first episode, we'll cover the topic, the challenge, and the relevance of this collaboration. We welcome Daniela Roos, Director of Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, CSAIL, at the MIT, and Andy Vickers, Chief Technology Officer in charge of defining Capgemini Engineering's position on all aspects of artificial intelligence, including the adoption of generative AI. Welcome, Daniela. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, excellent. So let's just go ahead and dive into this. You're both very familiar with the developments in the fields of artificial intelligence, as well as how autonomous systems are used and how we'd like to see them evolve further. Let's start by talking about building trust in artificial intelligence. Daniela, what does trust in AI mean to you?
Liz, trust in AI refers to the confidence that users have in the results of an AI system. It means being able to understand how AI makes its decisions. It means knowing that the decisions are the right ones, and this level of understanding has to be very high for autonomous safety-critical systems, like, for example, self-driving cars. Now, trusting the decision of AI system for guiding a car is a challenge because most of today's AI systems are big black boxes that we do not understand. But for safety-critical systems, we need to understand how the system makes its decisions. We need safety and correctness guarantees. And so the properties that we really want and that are typically associated with trust in AI include transparency and explainability, so that the workings of the AI system are understandable to users and developers. We also need reliability and performance, so that the AI system performs constantly as we expect and as we can predict safety and security, and so that the AI system operates without causing harm. And we should also consider fairness and bias mitigation, along with accountability, responsibility, and the ethical considerations for how the systems are deployed.
Andy, how do you feel about trust in AI?
So I agree completely with Daniela's points about what's needed when we start to put AI systems into broader engineering applications. I think with the scope of this, everything is becoming more connected, more intelligent, more autonomous. Everything can have software in, and everything in principle is going to have AI in it. AI is going to disappear into ubiquity. Everyone's going to be using it all of the time.
Hi, I'm your AI assistant. What can I do for you today?
It's such a foundational topic, and if we don't get this right, it's really going to undermine the advances we need to get from engineering. And we see the risks already with deepfake and the challenges that deepfake brings to society. This shows you what happens when we start to not trust these systems. And if we're going to put these kind of systems into safety-related devices, we're going to have to make use of all the well-established safety disciplines and safety life cycles, which let us put AI into context. We've got to be able to get it right. It's really going to slow down the advances we know we can make with the technology.
Okay, so I'm hearing you saying that AI really is becoming ubiquitous. It's really everywhere. So in order for it to advance further, it's really important that we take a look at the trusted piece of it. Daniela, why is it important that we prioritize research around trust in AI?
We need to prioritize the research around trust in AI because we don't actually have the solutions yet. And trust is the foundational element for the widespread adoption and acceptance of many AI-related technologies. When users trust an AI system, they're more likely to use it. They're more likely to rely on it for critical decisions. And therefore, they're more likely to integrate it into business operations. And so research in trust can identify and address the factors that influence the user confidence, and it can also accelerate the integration of AI into business operations and into society. In addition to that, research on trust in AI can also lead to the development of safer and more secure AI systems, Because by understanding and improving the ways in which AI systems can be made reliable, we can prevent harm in deploying and using the system. Research is also essential for ensuring that AI is developed and used in a safe, correct, and fair manner. So this includes addressing issues like bias, transparency, accountability, and so forth. All these technical solutions or potential technical solutions to interpretability, to privacy, to fairness, to safety, security, accountability, and transparencies, all these potential technical solutions will lead to more robust, more trustworthy AI systems that could be deployed in business settings and in societal settings safely.
Wow, that's really, really interesting. Andy, do you agree? Do you see any risks if we don't prioritize this topic?
Well, I think it comes back to what we said before. AI is a foundational topic. And the points Daniela makes about bias and fairness and so forth, I think it helps to see that trust is a really rounded socio-technical topic. We don't just trust AI systems because they give us a functionally correct answer and that we understand how they work. That's, of course, part of it. But it's a bit like when we trust each other as human beings. A key part of trusting each other is we tend to say we don't know. We're humble. You go and see a doctor, you tend to trust the doctor a bit more when they tell you where they're uncertain. And when they are more certain, what's behind their thinking. So I think trust is a really interesting topic. And as a discipline, we're talking more and more about it. But there's still plenty of work to do to get a rounded engineering position.
I can see you've really hit on some really good points about why we need to look at the trust in AI and why it's important that people aren't able to trust AI, and it's why it's really just such a foundational part of the platform. Daniela, what would you say are the major challenges that are faced when it comes to building trust in artificial intelligence?
There are a number of challenges on the technical side, on the societal side, and on the economic side. There are challenges as well as risks associated with developing and deploying AI solutions. And so my belief is that when we have a new technology and we think about deploying it, we have to consider what can go wrong. Then we can come up with solutions at the intersection of technological possibilities, as well as regulation and policy and guardrails and rules. And today, there are still many technical, societal, and economic challenges. Some of these challenges are shorter term, others are medium and longer term.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit more about these long and short term challenges.
The shorter term challenges relate to technical issues like deepfakes, like combating misinformation and disinformation, because AI-generated content can be used to spread false information, and this can affect the public opinion broadly. Misinformation affects what people believe, and it even affects people's trust in science. In addition to that, there are also privacy concerns, because tools like face recognition and other data-centric tools that can identify the individuals responsible for the data can infringe on the individual privacy. So we have to consider these kinds of things. We also have to consider whether the systems that we use are fair or whether they are biased, because AI models will perpetuate and even amplify the properties of the data that is used to train them. If we have biased data that goes into an AI system, the answer from the AI system will be equally biased. So there are a lot of technical concerns that we can address immediately. In particular, for biased data, we now have technical solutions that can debias the data itself, enhance the performance of the AI system. We have to consider all these possibilities, and we have to think about solutions that are at the intersection of technology, policy, and business. Because, as I said, some of the technological solutions are already here.
That's absolutely fascinating. That is absolutely fascinating, Daniela. So it seems like it's quite a topic with a lot of challenges associated to it. but we absolutely need to focus on it because it's really foundational for going forward in the future. So let's talk about the collaboration and talk a little bit about how we're working together from MIT and Capgemini. So Andy, how did Capgemini get involved together with the MIT? How did this happen?
So it's a great question. It was a very deliberate policy decision for engineering to launch a number of strategic university partnerships with the largest engineering service provider on the planet. And the scope for what we do is very broad. It's important that we play our part. We're a global engineering citizen. We need to have well thought out opinions and work out how to use the capability effectively for the planet. And part of that is building a strong ecosystem with thought leaders around the world on the right topics. We want the people that we think have the best insight and the best capability. And we hope to be able to work with them. For us in this space, MIT CSEL and Daniela were our number one wish and the people that we wanted to work with. So we approached Daniela to open the conversation.
That's awesome. And Daniela, why was it appealing to collaborate with a company, specifically Capgemini?
The CSEL, which is the organization I lead at MIT, has been at the forefront of inventing the future of computing and artificial intelligence since the beginning of the field in 1956. So we are very excited about partnering with like-minded, forward-looking partners. And we find the team at Capgemini to be very visionary, technically savvy, and technically excellent. We find Capgemini to be an organization focused on very important practical engineering problems, but with technical excellence as an important objective in realizing solutions. So we have great alignment of objectives in our approach to understanding and developing and deploying AI.
That's fantastic. In what respect exactly?
We've been working with the top researchers and engineers at Capgemini on actual problems that the Capgemini teams face. And this is providing us with a certain dose of realism. And it's helping us identify what the industry challenges are and what the right approach to problem solving is. We as engineers want to solve cutting-edge problems, and it is important that we solve problems that are relevant. And so when we started meeting about a potential collaboration, we were very excited and inspired by the vision behind Capgemini and behind their problems. We were excited to see a technically excellent team we could collaborate with and we could truly form a partnership with. We were also excited to be associated with a great company where we had extraordinary alignment of objectives. And that was the starting point. The rest is history.
That's absolutely fantastic, Daniela. And it's great to hear. And it sounds like quite the collaboration. Andy, what made Daniela and the CSEL research interesting to you?
Daniela's team attacked problems from first principles. They helped to produce solutions that are very well matched to the problem at hand. It's a key part of engineering. Engineering is about finding a way to trade off. And you always have to trade off resources with time, a solution, and a desired outcome. Engineering output involves playing in that space to find the optimal output. All of our experience with Daniela and the team, that's how they look at things. They work from first principles and find a way to solve problems very precisely. From an engineering point of view, and if I look at the engineering leaders within the business, that's how we like to think about problems, to find very precise solutions to very precise problems. We find they tend to be more effective than general classes of solution, where the solution is always compromised in some way.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. So you've been working together for 2 years. Daniela, what did you learn working with Capgemini? Did you learn different ways of working or addressing problems? Were there any specific challenges?
Well, I have been very excited to hear from Capgemini that an important focus of the assessment of the quality of the results is the guarantees and the analysis behind the solution. And this has aligned very well with how we approach problems. Because you see, right now in machine learning and AI, we're at a very interesting point in time. There are some people who believe that we don't need to know anything anymore. We just build models, we feed data into them, and we get solutions out. But this approach doesn't work for safety critical systems. We need to understand how the solution is arrived at in a safety critical system. We need to provide a certain level of guarantees, a certain level of assurance about the solution.
That is absolutely excellent. I guess my next question would be around the research itself. Can you tell us a little bit more from your side, Andy, about what some of the learnings were and how did you guys actually work together? Did you sit down to do this research, or how did the research physically collaborate together, or how did it work?
So the team had different focal points. CTAL brought some very innovative approaches to AI. It's one of the reasons that attracted us at the beginning. It's been interesting to see that that's what's driven some of the work that Daniela's team have produced, and in particular, their inspiration from nature, which is something that we're seeing playing out more widely in other aspects of engineering as well. This isn't the reason we think we're well aligned in the philosophy that Daniela talked about. The Capgemini team focused more on the visual processing aspects. As time has gone on, the team worked more closely together. And you know, day to day, but also through regular working meetings as well. And it's been one of the real benefits for us, and particularly for our staff, the ability to work with Daniela's team. They really enjoy it. They enjoy the challenge of the interaction and discovering how to deploy some of the insights that are coming from MIT.
Well, if I may add to what Andy said, I would like to emphasize that we meet regularly. We have all hands meetings, and we also have smaller technical group meetings for specific aspects of the problems we're tackling. We're looking at challenges, we share code, and we share all of our lessons and know-how. And in particular, the problem that we have been looking at is about improving the machine learning support for autonomous vehicles. But we can extrapolate these solutions to any other type of safety critical system. Now, our focus at MIT has been more towards the decision-making side of the problem. Capgemini has focused intensely on the perception side of the problem, and putting together the perception and the decision-making solutions give us an end-to-end solution. It gives us the ability to have a kind of a uniform approach to the entire machine learning pipeline that is enabling the autonomous driving of a vehicle.
The uniform approach sounds fantastic, and it sounds like a great way to come together to solve these problems. As you can gather, building trust in AI and autonomous systems is quite an important topic, and the MIT and Capgemini are addressing it head on. Many thanks to Daniela Roos and Andy Vickers for the discussion today. Be sure to tune into the second part of this discussion, where we'll talk about these exciting outcomes and the future of this exciting collaboration. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you enjoy the new era of engineering, Crafting the Future, a show from Capgemini that showcases how academia and Capgemini come together to solve complex problems in order to create value for both business and the planet. We'll see you soon.